You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950. Half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride,
son? Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He turned on the radio.
Them songs.
And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was
solid country gold.
Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said, son.
He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Yep. All right, we are back live, going to your calls and your spaces comments here. What an incredible debate last night. Don't forget, Owen Schroyer and others, the War Room today, will have all the highlights, the analysis. I got to say, Owen last night, along with Chase, did even a better job than I did. They nailed it. We had Roger Stone on, Luke Rakowski, so many others. It was powerful, and it got, I have to update you, Lewis, our social media guy, did it. Just the streams, there were four of them. One had 10 million altogether. 15,200,000 viewers last night. Wish I'd have launched a promotion last night. Good Lord. But it's just amazing. That's a real sign of people so excited. Musk and Trump, a billion. And then that's not counting all the hundreds of people that streamed it. We had like 15 million or more. This is really exciting. Thank God for Elon Musk. All right, folks. Again, you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com. The best T-shirts I've ever seen. They produce some of the top Trump T-shirts. These are Alex Jones-centric and Trump-centric shirts. They're amazing. They're over the top. This is also so key for InfoWars and our whole operation right now. So support the broadcast. This is your chance to get great shirts, spread the word, meet like-minded people. It's an adventure to wear these shirts. And we've brought back the Save the Frogs shirt that environmentalists and liberals come over and ask about, and then they learn about the show and everything we're doing. So very, very exciting. The AlexJonesStore.com. You can put in your email for free and get put into the raffle, the sweepstakes, or when you buy stuff, you get put in 5 to 10 times, depending on the day or the product, but at least 5 times each time you buy something. Or is it every dollar you spend? It says every dollar.
Every dollar you spend, you get an entry. So, you know, sometimes we do the multipliers. You might have 5 times entries or 10 times. So if you spend, you know, you spend $30 on a T-shirt, you'll get 300 entries into the giveaway. But, like, you know, for people that don't want to buy, I mean, you can always enter your email. But, I mean, you can get entries for buying a shirt, too.
Yep, the shirts are the reason to go there, and more products will be added. All right, let's go back to the spaces, Chase. Let's move quick to these wonderful folks.
Okay, let's go first to Kristen. Kristen, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. All right, looks like she might not be there. We're going to go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Somehow.
All right, third time's a charm. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. And finally, Dennis, I see your hands raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. Dennis, can you unmute yourself?
I know what's happening. This only happens when there's been a glitch in spaces.
Oh, I figured it out. All right, let's go to Kristen like we said we would first. Kristen, go ahead, and then we'll go through the order. Thank you.
All right, hopefully you can hear me okay. I thought it was my AirPod for a moment. I couldn't.
No.
So
he had a wrong button push. It's not his fault. He's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give a brief comment about 9/11. So, Alex, I think it was 12 years ago I came on your show to blow the whistle about geoengineering. But what happened with me on 9/11 is I went into the Air Force after 9/11. And then I went to England, came back, and I was at an air logistics center, Tinker Air Force Base. And we did the moment of silence on base. And I happened to be doing an industrial hygiene survey at an AWACS hangar. And these higher ranking individuals were being disrespectful during the moment of silence. And they looked really frustrated and they looked at me like I was dumb. Long story short, they tried to explain to me it was an inside job. And I never understood what that meant. So I started asking around, and that's when someone showed me TerrorStorm. And that's really what launched me into the whole Liberty movement, was seeing it firsthand told by the AWACS. And if people don't know what AWACS is, it's aircraft. It's like a got a satellite dish on top, and they can basically hijack other aircraft. And they were told to stand down, like, you know, and they were told it was an exercise. But these were higher ranking enlisted people that knew this. And I was just a young, dumb airman. And I just can't believe that there's people in the military that know it and just haven't
been
more vocal.
By the way, for those that don't know, Bush, in the month after it, twice, on TV, said, we'll fix this in the future. We can take control of any major airplane. They've had remote control for at least 25, 30 years, depending on the aircraft. Now they've all got it. All your cars that are modern, they can take them over. All cars are now self-driving by law, unless you have them remove it all. It tracks everywhere you go. Automation's being put into everything.
And NATO gave the Air Force more AWACS aircraft after 9/11, which was a huge slap in the face. But the only thing I want to add, Alex, was the debate. So I am a Ron Paul Republican delegate in Michigan, but I am a libertarian. And it is so great to see how many libertarians are coming out in full force today defending Trump, because there's a lot of never Trumpers in the libertarian movement. And I'm looking forward to seeing this surge. I think they're really going to come to the polls. And just want to add, I apologize for texting you on air last night, but when the abortion issue was brought up in Michigan in 2022, Prop 3, which allows abortion up to birth, here's the worst part, for any reason by any healthcare professional. A psychologist could allow you to get an abortion up to 9 months. That is how vague the wording was. Prop 3 passed, and now enshrined in the Constitution of Michigan, you can murder a baby up to birth.
That's right. Great point. Thank you so much. You want to make any comments on that?
Her, you know, what you were just talking about with vehicles and tracking is why I drive a 79 Chevy. So, no GPS, no, you know, OnStar, no, I don't know.
But there's more and more of a business. You can go to these auto companies locally, and very inexpensively, they can just go in, and if you know what you're doing, you can do it. They have a terminal. You can turn all that off, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's...
So, I've got modern vehicles, but it's all turned off.
You can. Actually, on that Ram, I think I turned it off yesterday. So, you're good to go. Yeah, Alex is going to be driving that truck, by the way. So,
well, I'm not going to drive it much.
A little bit.
I'm kind of, it's so nice, I'm kind of scared.
It'll be game worn a little bit.
I'm driving up tonight to do Glenn Beck tomorrow.
Perfect.
And then it airs on Thursday night, well, so that in the evening later tomorrow. And I'm doing a bunch of other shows at the Blaze, but I don't know if I'm going to take it up there. It's just, I'm going to park it in the
warehouse. Just drive
warehouse.
It. You'll be fine. People love if you drive
somebody else's truck. Clyde's, I'm not going to let them have it if I do that. All right. Thank you so much. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Brock. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Alex, thanks for having me. Someone who is fighting the globalists, haven't turned them down. I'm a huge fan of the show. Also a huge fan of your accent. So here's what I got to say. I think we witnessed a very powerful PSYOP last night in terms of the debate and the endorsements that came after. We had Taylor Swift, we had Barack Obama, and we had Hillary Clinton all endorse Kamala Harris after. And here's what I really got to say. I don't think that these globalists care about winning the election. I think they care about making it look like it is close enough so they can steal it. And I think that totally. With what happened last night, they're on path, they're on track to making this thing look close so they can steal it. And we just saw today that election officials from all 50 states are saying that there's a problem with the mail-in ballots. We saw a couple days ago, New York Mayor Eric Adams got COVID. Janet Yellen got COVID. So I think they're probably going to bring this thing back.
Yeah, and Singapore has started lockdowns until you, quote, take the monkeypox shot that's not even out. So that, yeah, and they used China to create the hysteria last time. Yeah, they're definitely going to try some big stuff. I agree. With only 55 days left, folks.
Yeah, so it's crazy, and I think that they're going to have a bunch of shillocrats who are just going to, you know, come out one day after the other endorsing Kamala. So I think Trump's got to nip it in the bud. I like what you said about doing spaces with Elon. I think he should bring RFK in the mix, too, because RFK
great idea.
Has
oh,
really,
yeah, make
really
it, that'll make it even more exciting, and he should do one this week. Do it! Like by next week, Trump, do one with RFK and Elon. I know how to get old Elon. I'm sure he's smarter than I am. He's got to be on it. And then next week, you can do Tulsi Gabbard's.
That'd be great. Did you notice last night how they did not bring up any of the RFK talking points. Didn't bring up big pharma, did not bring up, you know, the big food corporations, you know, didn't bring up make America healthy again. Wasn't that funny?
Absolutely. Anything else, sir? You're making great points.
Yeah, no, I'll land it with this. What was the first question from the debate? Are we better off than 4 years ago? Kamala didn't answer that, right? So it's all a psyop, and, you know, we got to be careful to make sure it doesn't work. So we got to keep waking it up. Thanks for all that you do. Happy to come on anytime.
Brock, thank you. That's on X, Brock, the CEO. Thank you, Brock. He really cut to the chase. Geiser, you agree with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. They never really do answer the questions because they have their memorized talking points and they just want to say their line and their script. This is something that people have done in debates for decades. And when they don't know the answer, when they know the answer isn't favorable to them, they just find a way to pivot or segue into another line of talking. And the fact of the matter is, in no way, shape, or form are we better off now than we were 4 years ago. Specifically, not better off now than we were in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Everybody knows that. And that is Kamala Harris's biggest weakness.
But I totally agree with Brock. They're just trying to convince us that she can win. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would buy that. So it's all just a psyop. We'll go over to Lori and others in a moment, but let's go back to Spaces. More folks from X. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Bill Elmore. Bill, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Hey, Alex, I had no idea you had such a great singing voice. You got to do that more often.
Okay, thanks.
But hey, I every year I post my 9/11 story. I put it down in the bubble. I was booked on flight 93, and at 1 a.m. after being alerted by an employee at midnight, I changed my flight. And it changed
Hold on, let me stop you, because for those that don't know, something like 70 to 80% of people canceled their flights the day before, and that was always a mystery of why the flights were all so lowly peopled or booked. Elaborate. You're saying you got warned by what were you told?
So I was flying. I had a business meeting in Mountain View, California, right? So I could fly into San Francisco or could fly into San Jose. San Francisco was a direct flight. I had a first class seat, right? But the employee flew the day before and said she did that, and the commute, I would never make the meeting the day of, was the problem, because the commute from San Francisco to Mountain View would be more.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought it was like, hey, don't get on that plane. Because there was a lot of people saying, don't go to the World Trade Center this week. They're going to blow it up. That was confirmed. NBC News, you name it. People were saying, don't go in there.
It's crazy.
So make your 9/11 point. Yeah. Sorry I interrupted.
No worries. I mean, and the sad fact of the matter is I was going there to relieve her from her position. She ended up saving my life by encouraging me to change the flight. But it changed the way I was thinking, right? It changed. You know, I used to fly I used to travel for speed and convenience and luxury, right? And I never cared about or looked around anybody around me. And I never wanted to be inconvenienced. And from that day forward, man, if you want to bump me off the plane, you want to give up my seat, you want to whatever. And I looked at everybody around me, had conversations with people, you know, just became more of a human after that day. And on the debate, what do you think about those earrings? I don't know if it was you that posted that, Nova.
And it's not just that. There's a lot of earrings that have microphones in it. I mean, I don't know. They cheat so much, I would imagine they did. I mean, Donna Brazile got caught giving, you know, Hillary the questions for CNN, and she was an expert on the panel last night. So I agree with you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's do one more from X, and then we're going to go back to the callers. Go ahead. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Trump's debate performance last night. I just don't think he went hard enough. I think he got sucked in early to the abortion issue. I think he should have gotten out of that as quickly as he could and labeled Kamala Harris as a baby killer the rest of the debate. And he should have also used or went into her being a Marxist communist and her background with her father and the fact that they themselves, the Biden administration and Harris administration, on purpose, because they're communists, are trying to destabilize the country by bringing in non-assimilating aliens, and it's by design. And he should have just done that on repeat over and over again.
I agree. I mean, he won, but not by the margins he should have, and I just don't understand it, because, I mean, she is a communist, and Bernie Sanders was on TV last week saying, well, she has to lie and say she's against fracking, or she's for fracking, and that she's against a fracking ban, because that'll get her in, and then she can do what we want. I mean, these people are evil.
And I think he also lost an opportunity to go into the lawfare situation and talk about the fact that it was Biden and it was Harris that were trying to use the justice system and the courts to keep him from running for president. And I would have parlayed that into accusing her directly of trying to assassinate him. In other words, saying, hey, they tried to use the justice system. They tried to take me down. It didn't work. They tried to kill me. And I would have gone over and over just repeating that again and again.
And he could have brought up Melania. That. He goes, my wife recently came out and said she thinks it was a stand down, and we know they lied to us. And so, bare minimum, they tried to kill me with negligence. Will you try again, Kamala? And again, they tell you, oh, don't be so radical. The mainstream media will attack you. They're a shadow of a shadow. You want them to attack you. You want to be the black sheep. You want to be the rebel. Again, you're making some great points, sir. Let's put his handle back up on screen so people can find him. That is Dennis Hendrickson right there on X. Thank you, Dennis. All right, let's go to the InfoWars callers. Lori's been holding very patiently from Vermont on 9/11. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. I've been listening to you for over 25 years, and I'm just so happy to see you getting the recognition you finally deserve because you're a beautiful human being and fighting a good fight.
Well, I appreciate you.
I'm a complicated human being myself, and I've been fighting the good fight my whole life as well. But I really woke up in 2015 because I went down the rabbit hole hard with Bernie Sanders. I followed him from day one. I canvassed, I phone banked, and marched right up to Philadelphia to the DNC at the convention. Great people like Nikki Willis and Jimmy Dore, Lee Camp, and many people that of all walks of life that just wanted to see a positive change for this country, that believed in what he was saying for the most part. And we saw right then and there the whole thing was rigged, and you know, Hillary stole it, and all the DNC people just walking by laughing at us. And it was a big wake-up call, and he just went down from there. And Act Blue was involved in all of that, stealing all of our donations and whatnot. That was way back then in 2015 that was going on. And we all woke up to the whole...
And you watched Bernie go along with it and stab you in the back.
Exactly, because there was a lawsuit to get our money back, and he didn't back it. Except some people fighting for us, and he totally turned his back on all of us. But what I did see during that was the most amazing groundswell of grassroots movement that you've never seen before in this country, and we watched people come together. It was so well organized, and you know, there were people in all the different chats and all the different social media platforms everywhere talking, planning, having daily action plans. And that's something I've seen missing from the Trump movement from the beginning, because we could be doing daily boycotts, daily boycotts, we could be doing hashtags and memes all unifying. And there's so much division, too. I love what your guest was saying about unity, because that's what he needs to do. He needs to talk about the issues that unify us and not the things that divide us, like war and clean air, clean water, the love of the
country. I love Trump's response where she said, are you know, for the Ukraine war? And he goes, I'm against the war. It's killing a bunch of people. I want to end war. I don't like war.
Exactly. And that's exactly who he needs to be talking to, I think, right now in the last few days of this. Is all of the independents and the people that just want to see a beautiful world with healthy.
I totally agree, Lori. I could talk to you all day, but I got to jump and get other people on. Thank you. Justin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for the call. I'm a first-time caller. I've been wanting to call for a few years about this topic. No better day than today. It's 9/11. I wanted to tell you a quick story about my father. My father used to run down in the Golden Triangle in the 70s. Likely with the CIA, he was either in or connected to. In May 2000, he pulled me aside one day, and he told me that New York City was going to be attacked with truck bombs very soon, is what he said. And then a month later, he was found dead, and they ruled it accidental suicide. So I just wanted to tell you that. It's been a heavy weight to carry all of my life, but it feels good to get it off my back.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you want to say anything else about 9/11?
It's just been a horrible 23 years since then. This country's really changed. It's not the country I grew up in. All these fake wars, everything going on, it's just chaos. And I just wish we could return to that time when America felt like America and it wasn't occupied with just illegal war and criminals all over the place running wild.
I totally agree with you. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call. Justin in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good. Good. Welcome.
All right. I'd actually called you about a year ago, and it's funny how all this is kind of come around full circle. And like, I get where a lot of the other callers, you know, everybody expected Trump to just absolutely eviscerate Kamala, you know. And I mean, but on the same token, I've always been taught you remember mainly the beginning and the end of a story the most, kind of like, you know, Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen, where he got beat up for like 4.5 rounds and then pulled it out in the end. And I think his last line really kind of was the dagger in the heart. But at the same time, you know, just the evilness that is going on all around, because it all comes full circle between the satanic pedophilia, these Haitian migrants killing people's cats and dogs. And it's just, it's wild, brother.
It is crazy. And you really see the evil of Kamala sneering at him the whole time, and all three piling on, just like all the indictments backfired. This is backfiring. He won. He could have done a better job. We're honest about that. But he's the 78-year-old guy in the arena. And I just hope they have another debate, because he's done this before. And I also, you know, I can't wait for the J.D. Vance, you know, debate with Tampon Tim. Thanks for the call, brother. Thank you, Justin. You want to comment on that, Mr. Hughes? Yeah.
Tampon Tim, that's funny. Like, I don't see how I think they really screwed up by picking Walls over Shapiro, right? Walls is the stolen valor guy. There was a questionable video of him, you know, jerking his kid on video. I don't know where that went, but I think J.D. Vance is going to mop the floor with Waltz. But I agree with a second debate. We need a third debate. We need debates. We need town halls. The people need to hear from these people, because the more you hear from Kamala, the more you see that she is fake, the more that you see that she is scripted, right? She just exposes herself every time she talks. So I think we need more debates, more talks, you know, get that out there. Why didn't she do what Trump is doing? Why isn't she going on the shows? Why isn't she going on all these podcasts? Because she's being handled. She's a puppet, right? She's being pulled by the strings. So
absolutely. Let's go to Brendan in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, Alice. We met many years ago, and we've spoken in the past. Do you remember when Joe Bannister was walking up to you at the corner with your film crew at Bilderberg 2012, and there was a guy next to him? That was me.
So I remember Bilderberg 2012 and Joe Bannister, yes.
And luckily...
That was in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah, pretty nasty Marriott hotel.
And that was back when they would deny that the Bilderberg Group existed.
Yes, and I had an M4 up to my temple from private security. I don't want to go into it too far. Anyway, doesn't matter. What I did want to say was, for all the new listeners out there, I've been around with Alice. I talked to John Hammond way back when he was in Minnesota. So all the new listeners, Alex was right, and he has been right over the years, and I can't tell you the numerous times I am going to fly through the products that I love. And I just want to give you an idea. The Alexa Pure Pro that I'm looking at right now, stainless, if that were in a jerry can and mobile, that would be awesome. I'll just leave it right there. The Nerve Renew. Thank you. Anyway, you got me to talk to Charlotte Iserbeet. Rest in peace.
All right, brother, I got to jump. I really appreciate your call. But I do remember meeting Joe Bannister and his film crew there at Bilderberg, so I do vaguely remember that and all of it. You certainly brought back memories. And again, back then, no one would say it was real. The New York Times that year said Jones was in the woods in Virginia, at this big conference center, and Jones was imagining helicopters and Marines and troops, and I stayed in when they actually closed it, and the King of Spain showed up. I mean, it was crazy. And then Drudge started picking up our stories about it, and they finally had to admit it. Okay, it was real. But imagine how far we've come where they deny this exists, now they have to admit it. Folks, you can get the most badass Patriot T-shirts to support the InfoWar and sign up free email, or you buy products, you get even more entries into it with the sweepstakes to get the most awesome Dodge Turbo Diesel upgraded to the 10th degree truck at thealexjonesstore.com, and it supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all. So go check it out at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to take a few final spaces comments, and then a big guest host is coming in. Stay with us.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.